Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to the Uranus Happens Show, powered by eastrologer.tv. I'm Ernesto. I'm your host, and I'm here with Veretta. We'll be here with you for the next couple of hours until about 1 p.m. Arizona or Mountain Time, talking about life, the universe, and everything. So we're really looking forward to that. It's a new time slot for us. So this is going to be a bit of a different experience, so that'll be great. Now, here we go. Veretta, are you there on the line with me? Can you hear me right now?
I sure can.
Okay, all right. Now, I had an experience over the past few days as I'm kind of getting clear in all of this whole process that something happened to me last year with a friend of mine that I haven't seen since. And it was, to save you, you know, all the grotesque details and all the fuzzy feelings, I shared a moment with this person that I've never had before. It was something that kind of shook me up on the inside. So I was trying to confirm it in both of our charts because I know this other person's chart data, right? So if, you know, in astrology, one of the great things about what we do is that it, when you're with somebody and you both experience an event together, then there is a reasonable expectation that you will be able to see both of those events and both charts. You know, for example, like a mother giving birth. Well, your birth chart is going to show all of your stuff, right, with the moment that you're born. But also your mother is going to have show the moment of birth in her chart where you see your chart on the outside in the transits, which is actually kind of cool. But let's say you get married, that whenever you get married, whenever there's something really significant that happens between you and another person, you will both see that in both of your charts. So like on your wedding day, you and your partner will both have wedding formulas that are going to fire off, and you can confirm that in both charts. If you don't see something happening, then either you're using the wrong formula, which is common, that does happen, or on the other side of things, it was not a significant event. So like seeing that the biggest part of my earlier life was lived under a rock, let's say, just at a personal choice and preference, because staying out of, you know, the crossfires of drama and despair and, you know, really just stupid decisions makes my life a heck of a lot easier. So that's kind of why I don't get involved with those things. So just by personal choice, I decide, you know, I'm not going to really live my life to the extent that most young people live their life, just because I experimented with that a little bit. It didn't end so great. So it's a lot easier if I just go inside and work on myself. So that's what I've done this entire process. But where I'm going with this is that I was able to confirm the event in my chart, but in my friend's chart, I could not confirm the event. Like, I wasn't seeing it. I could see other formulas, you know, that were about other events or things that we did together that happened. That was great, but the actual thing that I was looking for, the thing that shook me to my core, that, you know, really made my soul realize, oh, you know, this is actually something that I've never experienced, I couldn't confirm it in their chart. So what that would tell me then is that on their end, number one, I'm not using the right formula, which I could later confirm, because they had different planets than what I did in that spot of the chart. And number two, it was not a significant event on their end. So where I was having, you know, like this soul shaking experience, for them, it was really no big deal. It was because I couldn't see it. So what that tells me then is where I'm in like this, you know, gorgeous, you know, delusional fantasy land where everything is veneer and kittens and rainbows, and it's just like this beautiful pipe dream fantasy that I've always wanted. Then, you know, like when the light of truth shines on it and you realize, yeah, so you were actually being used in the entire process. It wasn't this, you know, gorgeous, you know, delusional fantasy. It was the fact that, you know, I was being used. So I guess that was a delusional fantasy, right? So, and my first job out of college was to be a recovery coach. So something that has always been a consistent theme in my life is people who are involved with like really heavy illicit drug use. And just me with my history with recovery and, you know, working in that field, that I'm always inclined to want to help people in that way. But one thing that I remember that one of my crackhead friends taught me in that profession was that, you know, whenever you're dealing with people like us, you really have to take everything for a grain of salt. Like half of what we say is, you know, just kind of like what we want to hear to make it seem like that is better so that we can really kind of trust them or whatever. But at the end of the day, they're just going to go and get high. So you're just being used. And I didn't want to believe that at the time a year ago. And I've just kind of been wrestling around with this idea, what could I have done better? Well, truly nothing. I did everything in my own power that was great for me. But at the end of the day, they still ran away. they still ran away and went back to their meth queen girlfriend. So, I mean, did I lose the battle? I don't really know, because I did what I could do, which is the best of my capabilities. But, you know, it was just sort of written in the stars that this person was going to go off the deep end and do some crazy things anyway. So the point of this entire discussion is the fact that in astrology, when you have a major life event, you can confirm it with somebody else. This is actually Vitt wrote in some of his early observations about Uranian astrology that confirming life events with two people, that's one of the easiest methods for chart rectification in terms of finding out the exact moment of birth is if you can confirm it with another event like you and, let's say, a friend, a spouse, a sister, family member, whoever, you were both at, I don't know, the Boston bombing or the Las Vegas shooting or Astro World shooting, whatever, you know, major world event, you guys would share that in common, that you would both be in an environment where people are in peril, people are in danger, there's gunfire, that kind of thing. And if you're going to see that with both charts. So that's really cool. That's one of the things that I really love about this, that they don't really emphasize too much in the 12th house Western system is confirming life events when multiple people are present. And that's one thing that we can say. And also what happens sometimes is that a second person can fire off planets in your chart that can be positive or negative. So like there's a certain spot in my personal birth chart where the me falling in love, I would expect, you know, that somebody's like soul connections are going to end up on that access point. But if somebody's soul connections do show up there, then that's great. But also keep in mind that if that other person has something that deals with, like, let's say medicine or deals with science or commerce or possibly even astrology, then they're bringing in, you know, new planets into the mix that I don't have on that access point. So that energy in my life falling in love will be colored by whatever other energies that other person is bringing in. So there is a chance that, you know, like if for me to fall in love, if somebody, the person that I think I'm going to settle down with, I don't know who this person is or what their chart looks like, but let's say they have a pollen that falls on that moon Venus midpoint, then that would be to fall in love with many. That there would, this could be possibly like a poly relationship. This could be, you know, like some weirdness having to do with like other partners, you know, kind of thing. So because I don't have that natively in my chart, I wouldn't expect that to happen, but somebody else can bring that potential to the table. So it's always wise to know these things. So in relationship analysis, what we do is we take a look to see what's going on. And we tell you, you know, so this potential is there. If we know that there is a potential that somebody is going to bring, let's say, a pollen to the picture, and they're going to add a whole bunch of stuff with like falling in love with more partners, perhaps, you know, there's like some sex between multiple people kind of thing. If you know that that's an issue, then, you know, be flexible in the relationship. Tell, you know, talk to your partner early on and say, you know, like, hey, so in our charts together that this is a thing, you know, that this might become a problem in the future. And I really don't want to lose you because you want to be with all of these other people. So let's, you know, find some terms and conditions in our own way that works for both of us. This is what we do. And that's why astrology can be useful to people, is that here's the potential, here are the choices, here's how we can handle that. So we can give you a path or we can give you a B path, and it's up to you which one you want to take, but that's all based on your actions in the moment. So one thing I did want to
So I was going to ask you about that. When you're talking about stars not showing up when things happen or stars show up when things happen for two people, what about when someone applies their free will, and I guess that's where, so can it change? I mean, if it's set that something should happen and they utilize free will to change that course of action, how does that reflect in their chart?
Well, I mean, if you're going to have a heart attack, you're going to have a heart attack, right? Like, we know that certain things cannot be avoided. Or, like, if you're going to get struck by a car and die, and if that's the way it's going to end, then that's what's going to happen. We cannot undo those elements of the chart. But what happened, well, the way we read it in the Matrix of Possibilities is, like, you know, Sun Uranus is a planet that we would use for heart attack or for stroke. So, you know, Sun Uranus is also a planet, is also a combination of planets that we would use for, like, astrologer. So seeing that I am prone to, you know, cardiovascular, neurological types of issues, it's wise for me to be an astrologer because it channels the energy in a different direction. Because remember that when you see something, you know, like a heart attack or a stroke, you're also going to see other confirming formulas, not only just heart attack or stroke. You're also going to see, you know, like health problems. You're going to see, you know, like to collapse, to faint. You know, you will see other things. You know, it's kind of like when we look at death formulas, one of the things that I can see in a chart is, you know, like if somebody's going to lose their spouse, right? But what's interesting is that we have so many different formulas for, you know, like death of the husband, for example. But since they involve like the moon in most cases, which is a variable that moves pretty quickly, it's hard to use those specific formulas just because that moon, it moves so fast. It's kind of like trying to pin down a shapeshifter. That's kind of the energy that works with that. So what we do instead is we have to confirm it with other slower moving formulas to say that there's this other thing that's happening here. So you have to confirm it with, let's say, like funeral music, you know, like people congregating for a sad reason. These are actual things, or, you know, inheritance as it would be another one. You want to stack those other things up against, you know, like perhaps, you know, like death formulas to really confirm that that's the story that's going on, that that's what we expect. Now, as far as, you know, like changing the alchemy of the chart, well, that's really sort of all based on our own personal choices and decisions in the moment. You know, like I had the experience recently that I have to pull myself away from news media. Because while I think to myself, while I delude myself into thinking I need to know what's happening in the world, really the only thing I need to know that's happening in the world is a meteor strike. That's the only thing I really care about. So other than that, you know, what ends up happening is just that I focus so heavily on all of these misleading news headlines. And, you know, they're intentionally written that way to strike up anger and, you know, fear from the general public. And then it creates all of these debates and, you know, discussions and whatever else. So what happens is the fact that I get so mad and so angry that, you know, like it becomes dangerous for me. I don't really like the sight of myself. So I'm having to yank myself from all of these outlets and these channels. And the reason why is because I know that I'm a Sun Hades person. You know, I'm disabled. I would expect that. If you have Sun Hades in your chart, disability is a part of your life, or I would expect that to be in some major way. So the fact that I know this about myself, I don't want to attract more negative energy because Hades is such a difficult planet. So this is why I have to yank myself from those channels, is because if I continue to, you know, pollute my thoughts with all these deep, dark, evil, you know, depressing kinds of apocalyptic thoughts, then at the end of the day, not only am I very difficult to talk to because I just become so enraged by everything, I'm attracting a whole bunch of negative energy that I don't want to do. So when I have like formulas that play out with Hades in my chart, if I'm, you know, choosing to look at all of this trash, you know, porn for the lack of a better word, if I'm choosing to look at that garbage and bring that into my life, then when I have those Hades formulas fire off in my life and those events come true, then I can expect more of the negative definitions that are provided because, you know, that's the road that I've been traveling. So I'm choosing to get myself out of that, to bring myself back into the light, to work on like this, my book for this show, this type of thing that we're doing, my Uranian Astrology Methods book. That's a very positive use of the Hades planet. So that's where I want to channel those energies. This is why what I do is specializing in alchemy, is because the chart says, you know, you have one thing that's going to happen, but it's always one of three things. That there's a positive, there's a negative, and then there's a neutral, we'll say. That the neutral is more like an inaction, sort of like that thing that you just kind of keep, stay in your own lane, and this thing just, you know, just falls right in front of you, and it's something that you weren't expecting. So that's why what we do here is really about empowering you to say that these are the choices, and these are the three things that you can expect based on your actions. And what actually manifests, what you actually experience in life, is going to be the direct result of what you're choosing to do with those planetary energies. So like if you've got some darkness in any given point in your chart, then you want to stay away from that. So Beretta, you're a great example of this. Like Neptune Hades is very strong in your chart. So like I would imagine, based on experience and where you are today in life, that in previous lifetimes, you went through some pretty heavy issues having to do with substance use. And you already figured out all of the issues around that to an extent. then I would also expect that in your daily life, probably more so when you were younger, this was a theme that you had to deal with, you know, like that these were the types of people that you would attract. I don't want to say low life people necessarily, but people who have, for the lack of a better term, you'd say addiction issues in a general sense, you know, like even love addicts, toxic love addicts, we'll say, that this is going to be a theme for you when you were younger. And because you've already figured that out, since the chart mostly stays the same with the exception of like the meridian, the moon, and the ascendant, which are controlled more by the moment of birth, your chart mostly stays the same lifetime after lifetime for those planetary configurations. So for you, Beretta, because you've already gone through that addiction piece and figuring that out, remember that the opposite side of addiction is spirituality in a really powerful sense. So this is where, you know, you get that channeling energy. This is where you're able to do what you do with spirit and communicating with people to help them. You know, you're taking that really challenging, difficult Neptune Hades energy and you're channeling it in a really positive way that empowers and uplifts and, you know, and brings us into the light. So, you know, that these are the choices that we have. You know, if these are going to be themes that you are personally presented with, then, you know, I have the choice that I can get high or I have the choice that I can work on myself and find God. Because remember, at the end of the day, the addicts are just looking to find God anyway. That's really all. That's the entire reason why people get high.
Yes, I did. And I absolutely can validate what you said in that aspect that those were the type of people that I attracted. I, of course, didn't know that when I was younger, right? I was living, and I had choices to make as well as everyone else did, but it was most definitely something that I had to figure out for myself and decide that, you know, really, I got too much going on that I want to jeopardize, and the benefit isn't worth the outcome all the way around. So you're absolutely right about that.
See, you know, isn't it interesting that you just now found out after so many years of life that, oh, I actually attract these people. That's why they don't leave me alone.
Well, I knew it only because I figured it out in my studies and teachings along the way. I knew that those people were introduced to me for a reason, and I knew that I needed to overcome adversities depending upon what they brought. So, yeah, I knew that. I knew that those people were in my life and I had attracted them and that was the way it was supposed to be. But it was interesting to know that, that, you know, it would show up in my chart that way, and in Uranian astrology could help me understand why, you know, then things happen the way they happen.
And, you know, it's also empowering to know that these are the choices that I have, you know, that I could do this, I could do X or I could do Y. And when I could even do Z, which is that other thing that we don't really act on. And by whatever course of actions that I choose, then I'm going to manifest these things in my life. So remember that when we say one of three things, this is why when I read a chart over the air that I always give people these options, like, you know, it could be this or this or this. And this is why I ask probing questions to get more sense of what's going on. Because to say definitively which one of those three things I'm referring to, that's an analysis that's separate from what I do in a live show. That's something that I do more on a private venue just because it takes me time to stack up other formulas to confirm that. You'll often see sometimes that I'll put like two or three questions on a chart just to get more details about what's going on. And the reason I do that is just because it gives me better insight as to what's going on. Remember that the planets are just a language, you know, that's really all that we're doing here. So if I can figure out more words to the story, then that's always helpful for me to know. So that's why we always use those different formulas in the chart. And it's your personal choice how you're going to handle any given situation. And a lot of that comes from conditioning in our environment, which is sort of difficult to undo. But, you know, it's like if I choose not to smoke the cigarette in this moment, you know, am I going to die? No. But, you know, there is empowerment in saying no and feeling better about myself that I can do this. Because remember that it may not be a big deal now, but when you continue to say, I'm just going to keep on doing this, it's no big deal. And then 14 years later, you realize, oh, I'm starting to have lung problems. I never had that before. I wish I would have paid attention to those warning signs a long time ago. But damn, is it ever hard to give up these habits now? You know, like it's do the work now, because if when it gets harder with time, you're really going to kick yourself in the future with how difficult things are, or worse yet, when you're cornered into a position that you're forced to make change, whether you want to or not.
Correct. It's also, you know, and I learned that not with, well, yeah, well, not, well, substance maybe, but when I, like earlier on in my life, well, no, I did smoke. I smoked cigarettes. I started not young, but 30-ish. And I probably stopped about 35. And then I picked it back up again. And that wasn't hard. That first stop wasn't hard. And then I picked it back up again about 40-something. And I'll tell you what, the second time, not so easy. So you're right. It's exponentially easier when you're younger to talk yourself out of a habit and get back in line with what's healthy for you than when it is when you try when you're older.
That's for sure. Yeah. So we always want to try to get ahead of something before it turns into a problem. You know, like really one of the things that's beautiful about Uranian astrology is the risk management element of things that we can say. So, you know, this train wreck is about to happen, but it can mostly be avoided. And the reason it's going to be avoided is because you're going to change your behavior and because your behaviors are creating this thing. And, you know, like, and you're really kind of creating karma in the process because you know by these red flags, I need to run the heck away. But there's, you know, a family member, a little kid, there's my mother, there's anybody who's in a burning building and I can't do anything to save them. And they are the most toxic person on the planet. So I kind of have to, you know, force myself into this situation just because out of obligation for my family or, you know, whatever BS logic that I'm following at that time. So we can advise people and say, hey, you know, what happens if you cut yourself off? What happens if you cut off the gangrenous wound? A lot of people can't do that. It's too scary to rip off the Band-Aid. And I understand that totally. But remember that when we let our fear get the best of us and it becomes so paralyzing that we're unable to move or really sort of do any type of preventative action, then what the hell good is anything anyway?
Yeah, well, the good is that we learn, or we're supposed to. It's the good is that every opportunity, no matter how adverse it is, we can find something of a learning or a cooperative nature.
And remember that, you know, like I had this experience even just a few days ago that by me choosing to get clear and to focus more on, you know, the positive energy that's up in the light, then it shed the clarity for me to understand. So it was not, you know, kittens and rainbows. This pipe dream that you've been following, that's not coming true. That was just sort of like, it may have been if I continued to delude myself into thinking that this was something that was real. But when I, you know, followed my own intuition, which is really all I've been doing in the past few weeks here, is just doing, you know, what my instinctually I feel is right. And by doing that, that gave me the clarity to understand, oh, so I was used. So I don't have to have this person anymore, that they're still with, you know, their meth queen girlfriend, and that this is just not going to work out. So, you know, like you can't even so much as be this person's friend because they're just so far, you know, lost into whatever garbage that they're getting involved with. So for me, the alchemy of the chart then became to say no and to say, okay, I'm going to cut this off now. I'm ready to walk away from this. And whatever I thought I needed here, it's not what's right for me. You know, like there, just internally, you can kind of sense when something does or doesn't feel right, like that whole body testing kind of thing, but not even really to that extent. It's almost just like a feeling in your stomach, like this feels good or it doesn't. And it didn't feel good to me, but I still ran with it anyway. But, you know, like our subscriber Amala, who makes, you know, the terrific point, you know, I will not settle. I really, truly won't settle. But the one thing that I do that I am guilty of is, you know, I run with this puppy love and then I immediately want to run away and join the circus. And that's dangerous. So, you know, love addicts, I totally understand. Desperate people, I totally understand. You know, isn't it a bear, you know, having to deal with the desperation caused by the human experience. It causes us to do some really wacky things. But, you know, hey, we're human. That's why we're here.
Well, and people don't always want to admit that maybe they're a lot more desperate than they would think. They would like to maybe think that they're more sure. I'm more sure about what I want. That's why I waited so long. Well, that's good. That is actually a good thing. But, you know, black is black and white is white. If you get a little desperate enough to start looking at anything as what you think is your potential, even after you've just declared, I won't settle, then you're not as sure as you think you are.
And remember the age-old expression, man makes plans and God laughs.
That is for sure.
That's literally the definition of Uranus happens. You know, like Uranus, there's a destiny there, and it just kind of happens out of the blue. You don't expect it. You never saw it coming, but it throws you on a new path that you didn't see coming, and the results are usually going to be much better than what you would have ever anticipated. So just don't fight it. Just go with it. This is why I say, you know, trust your intuition. Just follow those instincts.
Right. It won't be as bad as you think if you trust your intuition and just go with it instead of balk and fight and whine, scream about why it's happening. Just do it. Just do it. And my God, you'll find that there's so much more to benefit from following your intuition initially than sitting and crying and wondering why.
So on that note, we are going to take our first caller here from area code 602. Wow, this is, you know, here in our stomping ground. So that's great to, great to know.
Yeah, we know that one.
I know. So, hi, you're on the Renaissance the Show. May I have your name and date of birth?
Evelyn, 926.
926 of what year?
58.
58. At what time were you born?
I don't know the exact time. It was probably around 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. And where were you born?
Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that was unexpected. Let me find Saskatchewan in our... Oh, cool. That's great. At least we have that province in this software. Worst atlas ever. So, and I'm sorry, what was the name one more time?
Saskatoon.
I thought, there it is, got it. Okay, and Ellen, would you like a general reading today, or would you have a question about an issue?
I'll do general, please.
Perfect, all right, Britta, what you got?
Ellen, I love your birthday.
Evelyn.
My oldest son was born on that day.
Oh, yay!
Okay, let's see, darling, what's got going on? Okay, so the first thing I get pretty much right away is someone coming through wanting to give you a little bit of pick-me-up. There's not a lot of struggle going on, but this person in spirit wants to say to you, yeah, honey, they know that you're missing them. It's all right. You're all good. Keep moving on. Now, having that been said, I do not want that to be the general. I just want you to know that you do have spirit looking out after you, and they do want you to know they're there and pick your spirits up just half a hair. So now, the general is to tell you, you got a little something-something going on with your health that I want you to start paying attention to, because honestly, this isn't going to get any better, and it's not going to go away. It may feel better soon in light of, it'll ease up on whatever's been happening, but it's not going to go away. Mm-hmm. So just bite the bullet. Go take care of it. You'll be happy when you do. You'll find that once the healing process of whatever has to take place is finished, holy cow, you won't know why you didn't get it done. And you'll feel young. You'll have that energy back. So I feel like there's somebody reaching out to say to you, hey, baby, stop dragging your feet, just get yourself to whatever needs to happen and get it done. And after that, then, no. Okay, so I was going to say, after that, then you can expect great things coming. But because of the way it was presented, I had to ask, well, does that mean if she doesn't get her stuff done, it won't come? And I heard, no, it's coming anyway. So you really want to have your energy back before it gets there. And it's a happy
okay.
something. It's a something that you want to have happen or you wanted to have done, or it's a happy something. So get your stuff finished. Get because this doesn't feel to me like it's going to be an in and out fell swoop. It feels like there may be some things that have to be done over a course of time. Just like procedure and pre and then this and then healing and then da 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 da. It's going to take some time. So get it done. Get your energy back. And then expect great things to come. That's
okay.
where I'll leave you. Ernesto, take it away.
Okay,
I
all right. So, Ellen. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, I do have an appointment with a doctor on the 8th. Is that the right doctor?
Oh, well, hang on. Let's see. Yes. Yes. So I don't even have
okay.
to have the name. I'm getting absolute affirmative. So I would say that's the one. Go for it. Go for it, girly.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Okay, all right. So, Ellen, taking a look here. Now, I'm just curious. This is an aside from what you guys were just talking about. Are you going through money issues right now?
Not necessarily money issues, but, you know, it's paycheck to paycheck.
Okay, because I get the sense that, like, you're bleeding money out the sides in a bad way. And, like, there is some expense that's just coming, you know, and it seems that it's more mundane, you know, like rent, food, gas, you know, kind of stuff. So, like, you know, there's corners that are going to have to be cut because they're causing a problem. And I think that when it comes to the health issues, that really it's more mental health, you know, that it's just sort of like the fear of the unknown and what the heck is going to be happening here in the future. Are you in a relationship right now?
I am not.
You're not. Okay. So, were you in one recently?
No. Last relationship I was in when I was married, and now I'm a widow.
Okay, all right. So, one other thing that you're going through right now is that, you know, you're also working out some karma, and I think this is going to speak more to, like, the medical issues that, you know, you've got some – there's, like, this whole track here that of your life story that you kind of got to work out as far as, you know, like those, that physical body health, you know, kind of vitality kind of thing. So that's, the karma is not necessarily bad in that sense. It's just, you know, you're taking the care, taking the focus more on your self care. And, you know, like this is another one of those areas where you really have to be called to work on following your intuition and your own inner instincts, that they're going to be what's going to guide you through this whole process. And that when you catch those red flags and you're saying, I don't know if I trust this person, you know, like this doctor doesn't really seem to be paying attention, like they have their nose buried in the computer instead of listening to what I'm saying, you know, like that kind of creates a red flag. But I'm going to go back anyway because I've established the care. So, you know, why not? Well, do you know how many other doctors there are that would love to take your insurance or, you know, actual dollars? So why waste your time with these hacks that don't know what the heck they're doing? So I think that, you know, like the big thing for you is, you know, to be more discerning in the process of, you know, finding out who you want to work with. I think that this doctor that you're going to be working with is going to be doing some great things for you, and that they're going to be, you know, offering some care solutions that you haven't really looked at in the past. And that's also going to be helping you. Are you seeing a cardiologist or is this just like a general appointment?
Well, I actually went to you, as you just said, I went to this one doctor before and I went to her again, and I'm not going back to her because it seemed like she wasn't listening to what I was saying. No,
okay.
This one I'm going to a urologist.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
that's what I got too.
It was a what again?
That I got too. It was more along those lines.
Yeah.
What was the
urologist?
Okay. All right. Sure. So, yeah, I think that they are going to get you taken care of over there. So that's going to be the biggest concern for right now. And are you insured at the moment?
Yes.
Okay, great. So at least we don't have to worry about, you know, like you going to the poorhouse because you have to see the doctor kind of thing. So, I feel that there are some like holistic options that haven't really been just considered yet. So if, you know, in your own healthcare, you know, looking at things, try to find some other things, resource wise, other treatment options, you know, just type in the name of your malady space, natural solutions or over the OTC for over the counter kind of thing. Like these are searches that are common in our household. So, I would recommend doing that because I feel like that the natural is going to be more where you're going to be looking into. But I think that that's also going to, you know, be more of that bleeding money out of the sides of, I don't know if this is going to work. I don't know if I want to take a gamble with this. And the company doesn't offer free returns, so that makes it even worse. And, like, as a consumer, I'm just going to tell you in advance, never shop with anybody who doesn't offer free returns. That's just a thing. That's just companies being greedy. So, Alan, you know, what I'm going to say here is that I think, you know, like, you're in a really good place otherwise, you know, like that. Getting this taken care of, that this is all going to point you into a direction that you're going to like. And I also get the feeling that there's like some new love energy that's heading your way, but it's not what you think it is. The love energy that I'm picking up on is more like self-care issue, that it's going to bring more of the self-love aspect of it, responsibilities, and then that's going to open the door for attracting, you know, like new friends and new, you know, new partners, activity partners, we'll say, special friends even.
She will have a partner that will end up being a love interest. That was the whole point of getting this stuff done.
Yeah. For the self-love, mm-hmm. self-care.
Does that make sense to you, Ellen?
Yeah, I'm open to it.
No. The point of getting the things that need to be taken care of done is the fact that you are going to have eventually a new love interest come in, and you should have this done first.
Yeah, so I agree with that.
Okay, yeah. That is exactly what I had in the message from the first one. Was like, do it, babe. Get it done. Don't worry about it. Now that you're telling me you have somebody in spirit that used to be a spouse, that makes absolute sense. So, can't make that up. So there you go. I would say what Ernesto is telling you is 100% what you need to just follow through with and get her done.
Yeah. In the grand scheme of all things, I think some of this is due to, I hate to say it, but work-related, mental, like you were saying, mental anguish all the time. I'm just, one of the reasons I'm staying at my job is because I have the insurance. Before, I want to get all this taken care of so that I can move on and probably find another job or something better or something where I could have more financial freedom, better money.
So that makes sense then. So then that's the bleeding out the money out the sides. So the opposite side of this coin is, you know, the dual-edged sword of I'm making money so for my livelihood here, but, you know, it's really a thorn in my side, you know, and it's not making me feel great about myself mentally. So I think that, you know, it's like that slippery slope of fortune through misfortune is what we'll call it. You know, like the fortune is I get a paycheck. The misfortune is I have to go through the ringer and feel crappy about myself.
Yes, because people – I work in an industry, it's a retail industry, and people are just, I mean, they're rude to me, but I'm just doing my job, and it kind of hits you every time, and it's like, you are just so not nice. I'm just doing my job, and you're just being a you-know-what.
We just talked about that, didn't we, Ernesto?
We did, yeah. So, Ellen, here's something else is that it'll probably be after the first of the year. I do see, and this, because your birth time's a little shaky, I would really need to know that to pinpoint down a career change. But I feel like there's some new work coming down the way for you, too. So after this Mars retrograde is over, around the first of the year, you know, start looking for new positions. I do feel that you are going to get yourself into something new pretty soon here.
Yeah, good, great. Yeah, because I think a lot of my issues are from my job. Like you're earlier saying that sometimes all this stuff affects our health. And I think I've been going through this for so long that I think it has actually affected my health. And I do stand on my feet all day. So I think that's probably, I don't know, I'm kind of thinking like you,
spiritually, it's like, that's my sign. Get off your feet. Don't stand so much. Now I have an issue because of it. So take care of that issue and then carry on forward so that you don't have to be somewhere where on my feet 8, 9, maybe almost 10 hours a day. Nonstop.
Well, you know, they even make shoes for that. So, I mean, that's like preventative care, something that you can do. I don't remember off the top of my head. Go ahead.
Saying I do try to be aware of that.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, like as somebody who worked in a call center, in a retail call center for 3 years, I absolutely 1,000,000% understand what you're talking about, as seeing that you're in a similar type of job situation. It really does eat away at you like a lecherous cancer, that people are so awful and so rude all the time. And not everybody's like that. You know, there is always that breath of fresh air, that consumer that knows exactly what they want, and they're super kind and respectful about it. And it's like, and that's why we live to do the job that we do. But all of the other crap that you have to put up with during the day, that just makes it so hard. And then when you get off the clock, you know, then you're so sick and tired of being sick and tired, you either take up a drinking problem, or, you know, you just sit there and watch mindless crappy TV like The Bachelor and sit there and hate your life, you know, as you look at Facebook on your phone. You know, this is the unfortunate reality of retail workers.
Mm-hmm. Or go home and take it out on your unsuspecting family.
Yep.
Thank you for calling,
so,
Ellen.
Yeah, it was great to have you on the show, Ellen. Be sure to give us a call back and let us know how it turns out, and to subscribe, like, and share.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you for your insight. I appreciate it.
For sure. We'll catch up with you soon. Take care, and until next time.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, so, Veretta, are you still there with me?
Yep.
Perfect. All right. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the introduction that I wrote for the show. So, you know, like there's something that's unique about, you know, what the way that we do things here on this program. Like, so we can always give somebody a free reading on the show, and we'd love to do that for you guys, you know, to just give you a general assessment of where you are in the moment, or you can ask a question about an issue. That's fine. But, you know, a lot of people don't really know the difference between getting a free reading on the show and actually hiring us to do some actual work. A lot of people just don't know, you know, what all can be accomplished. So I know on my end, one of the most valuable reasons why you would hire an astrologer like me is because if you want to know about your job, let's say, or you want to know about, you know, a relationship, or you want to know about, you know, law of attraction, you know, when is this thing going to happen for me? And your birth time is checking out and that's all looking good. Well, you hire me because then I can run like 5 or 6 formulas or different questions on your chart to get more sense of what's going on. In a life format, it's very difficult to do that. I may know, you know, like the main words off of the top of my head, but remember, there are 8,000 formulas. And in a lot of cases, when you want to confirm an event, you usually want to have at least 2 or 3 different questions stacked up against it. So that's one of the great things about hiring us, is that we can deliver that level of specificity. I know for Veretta, you know, being a channel, that she doesn't really need that type of prep work. But Veretta, give us some more insight as to like what we can accomplish with you in a private session.
Well, depending upon what the type of session would be, let's just say if it's a consultant to business, then basically they can expect me to look at the overall health of the business, including employees, in particular people that may affect or run or contribute to that could make or break it, the inevitability of, you know, what downfalls or what challenges may come, the opportunities that will present themselves and that may happen, and a lot of the financial health of the business itself will depend upon the ability for people to follow spirit's direction, I mean, meticulously. And there's been multiple times I can say in that business sense of regard, I've got, you know, people with tenacity that call me and know that if I give them a input about something, they'll jump on it and they succeed. They succeed right away, or they know it's going to happen. And that for me is my testimonial. But where business is concerned, of course, then you have those folks on the other extreme that would say, well, I just want your advice, and I don't give advice. I give information. I don't tell you what I think. I tell you what I receive. I don't care what I know. It's what you need to decide. And so I basically give you sometimes a very neutral response to what the questions may be, because you really have to make your own decisions. Now, that's just one aspect of the type of sessions that I have. If I'm doing counseling, and we talked a little bit about this on a previous show, I can delve into places people can't remember, or they can only dream because their subconscious is so blocked that they really can't get in there. It's not healthy for their consciousness in their psyche in that moment to know. So when I find it, when I do find things that come up that may be very challenging, to say the least, to folks, I may present it very innocuously because I want them to understand what they're hearing and not have it be a sledgehammer shock, but more of a dawning and a slight awareness so they can build on it on their own. Then they can heal. They can learn how to heal or choose. Let me phrase that. They can choose if they want to heal. And then I can help them with tools and let them know if they're earnest in their recovery, I'm their best bet. I am what I consider an emotional spiritual cheerleader. I won't let you fail as long as I know that's what you want. If I think you're letting me carry you, you're on your own. And there's no doubt about the fact that I don't have time to be in a consultant position for folks that really just want to use what Spirit would say as template, but then go and mess it up because, you know, they know they have free will and they want to do it on their own. And in lieu of being told what Spirit, you know, has to offer, they decide they know better. And that's in any type of session. But so where my sessions are concerned, what I'm going to guarantee someone is I am going to see them. What does that mean? I am going to know who they are authentically, whether they tell me anything or not. I am going to know the character of their psyche. I'm going to know their disposition. And it's a little daunting to some folks that think, you know, oh, I can't hide. Yeah, I know you can't hide. You can't deceive me either. I'll know it. I may not know what you're lying about, but I'll know when I'm being deceived. And that will set the tone for my relationship with an individual. So they get a lot of things. It just really depends on what they want.
You know, what's hilarious is that a lot of people in like the Kepler Society and those circles, a lot of astrology clubs, you tell people the best way to learn astrology is by using your own chart. Obviously, if it takes you an entire lifetime to live everything out that's written here, then it would be smart to, you know, it would be wise to learn how to use this tool by your own chart, right? And then these people from these societies and these centers, they always come back with the argument, that's, you know, that's too scary. And more importantly, I don't want to give out my personal data. It's like, well, I'm sorry, but, you know, like if you want to work with me and what I do, which is extremely psycho-spiritual, you know, you're going to have to be prepared to hold your feet to the fire at least a little bit, you know, like, or if not, then that's, you know, some shadow people stuff that I just don't do anymore. You know, that's like those creeps, you know, that are completely made up and give you that really, you know, slick smile. And then they sell you a used car. And then the car doesn't work out and you try to go back and the business is closed. You know, that's what I refer to as like shadow people energy. So like that's kind of what that is. And a lot of these people in these clubs, they want to say like, oh, that's too scary. I don't want to give you my personal data. It's like, well, that's too bad. Then I don't want to work with you. Like these are the terms and conditions of how this of what I do. And like what I find in my experience is that every so often I'll come across that person who's, you know, like they're doing really well in life and then they hire me to, you know, take a look to get some more things going on. And then I try to get personal with them, you know, and like talk about, you know, like their finances or their family. And then they don't want to do that because they only want to keep the focus on business or they only want to keep the focus on, you know, on X, which is why they called me. And, you know, again, that's shadow people stuff. I don't do that. You know, like if you're expecting kittens and rainbows from me, then I'm really sorry to disappoint, to say that, you know, that's not what I specialize in. I specialize in, you know, raising your spiritual vibration by instilling change and inciting that entire process. And, you know, like just keeping everything the same and always focusing on, you know, like the veneer that, you know, you think that it has to be about my business and nothing else. And how dare you talk about, you know, my spouse, or how dare you talk about my bank account and, you know, my livelihood? Like, no, this is just what I do. I see these things anyway. And if you're not comfortable with that, then you're really in the wrong place. You're just going to have to go back to the Kepler Society where they practice bad astrology.
Yeah. I get it. I've had that same type of, as you're talking, it brings up, and I totally forgot about this person. When I first started out, I thought I was getting pretty good after about 3-4 years as a professional sitting on a 10,000 square foot retail shopping, you know, floor, carrying that, at least a quarter of that income for the entire store. I had this gentleman sit down. He was very well dressed. He was very, you know, very manicured and polished. And I said, what can I do you? He says, I don't know. You tell me. All right. So I start feeling him out. I get nothing. I got nothing anywhere that needs to be addressed. I'm like, okay, I don't. And I sat there and looked right at him. Okay, I don't know really what you want from me. Why are you sitting here? He said, I don't know. You tell me. I'm like, oh, well, crap. Well, so back in the day, you know, with the props that I had sitting at my table, I had a Rider-Waite tarot deck saying, hang on. I had a Rider-Waite tarot deck, and I just randomly picked up the middle card, and it was death. Oh, dude, are you got you? Do you have your fair? So I looked at him. I didn't say anything. I'm like, okay, how am I going to approach this? Because I know there's a reason that death card just showed itself up. And so I looked at him and I said, so, dude, you got your affairs in order? And back then I was pretty blunt. I mean, I didn't, in the event that I had something impressing happen, I didn't want to waste time. So I just said, do you have your affairs in order? And he looks at me and he's like, what are you talking about? And I said, the only thing that I didn't, I don't know how, remember how I put it, but I said, the only thing I didn't address is death. And so I had held it out. I kept it separate. I picked it up and I showed him just the way I pulled it. I said, this was a random draw. This is not something that I stacked. So you got to understand that when I get something like this, I address it. Now, from the very polished, well, conservative mannerism, this man starts to sweat. And so I said to him, so is there something that I need to know about that I can help? I don't understand. I can't remember exactly how I put it, but I said, so I don't understand what the aspect of what I'm trying to get is. And so he says, I just need to know if that is going to happen. Oh, well, then you did have a question when you sat down. All right. And I don't remember what I got at that moment, but I do remember that before he left, he validated to me that everything that I saw at that moment was complete. The only answer that he didn't expect was the way it ended. And so that changed his perspective from then on. And that also made him a believer of me. I don't know whether it made him a believer of spirituality or psychic ability. I don't know. But it made him a believer of me. And so from then on, anytime he would come in, he was laid back. He would forget things. He would, like, he'd forget his wallet. The guy was made of money. I don't know how much it was worth, but he was well off. So it wasn't like he didn't have a couple hundred in his pocket at any given moment. But in cash. And so the thing was, though, the reality was you don't know what you're going to get at any given notice, any given moment's notice. And with him, I do remember that even though when I couldn't get information energetically, what the card had to offer was what I needed. So intuition is always your best bet, regardless of the tools that you utilize to receive. And with your case in Uranian astrology, Ernesto, you're able to complement your science with your intuition. And the more information you receive about each individual, the more you'll learn to understand that you'll get specifics from one that you want from another, and that will pinpoint or categorize something that you'll need to know by in the future. So hang in there with that. You're doing great with your aspects.
And then what's funny is that, you know, like the chart says X, and then the client doesn't want to hear that, you know, and because they're only focused on this other thing. And so then we just can't get through. So it's always funny when that happens. But, you know, remember that assuming that you give us good birth information, then what you're talking about, what I'm seeing in the chart, you know, that's just going to happen. So that's what you can expect.
Yeah. Yeah. And it sucks, though, because I don't need birth information. I'm still going to call them out on their crap, whether I get anything. All they have to do is sit with me. And if they want, oh, okay, so the flip side to that is, they can use your telephone to connect with me as well. And I'm maybe not going to get as up close and personal right up in their grill because they aren't sitting with me, but I'm still going to give them information nonetheless. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, yeah, we do. We're going to get off to our phones here. Let's catch up with, let's see, this is going to be Patricia here from area code 216. Let me get you on. Hi, Patricia. I have your chart up here on the screen. Would you like a general reading today, or do you just have a question about an issue?
Hi. How are you both?
We're doing great. How are you?
Good. I just had a question to pop in my mind.
Okay.
I'm considering developing and learning coaching. And just
life
from my
coaching?
Experience. Well, I'm thinking of mindsets and beliefs and from just starting with that.
Understood. Sure. Go ahead.
And I'm just going to, you know, look on YouTube videos and use that, you know, the various coaches. And I've started, you know, in a challenge and so on and so forth and just getting my foundation learned. And I was considering of just going out and officially coming forth in spring of next year. Would that be a way to help people, but also, and I felt that that was something that I could, you know, a skill that I could use as well.
Okay, sure. All right, Veretta, what you got?
Okay, Patricia. On the coaching, let's start with that. I'll start with yes on the coaching. And I would suggest to you to look up something called Mind Valley.
Yes.
And, okay, have you found them yet?
Oh, yeah, I found them, and I've... started learning and listening to and writing notes from a video from a particular counselor. I'm starting with one.
Okay.
And there's several coaches
okay.
in there, but also one
okay.
that's outside of there that I did
okay.
a five-day challenge. Right.
Oh, cool. That's cool. Okay. So there are ample opportunities for you to learn from multiple sources. So don't stick with just one. Go to many. And the reason I say that is because you're going to actually have a forte, Patricia. You're going to have a niche. And until you find that one person that actually can teach you about that one niche, you haven't found them all yet. You don't stop learning. Keep going until you find your niche. I feel like the recent events would have led you to a position of feeling like, feeling like you have to prevail. There's not a choice anymore. This is, if you kind of maybe want to look at this or use the word destiny, okay, but I think the reality is you personally
are putting more into feeling the need to do this than there actually is. And the reality of that doesn't matter. The reality of that is whatever gets you to learn, fine. It doesn't matter that it's taking that direction to get you there. But don't stop or don't settle, and definitely don't give up. If you reach people that give you the impression they don't think you're going to cut the mustard, or they think that, or they just don't like you. I don't know what the point is, but someone's going to give you the impression that maybe you're not cut out for this work. It's them that is projecting an attitude. They are wrong. Keep going, Patricia. Okay?
All right.
So now I'm not going to give you anything about the spring of next year. I heard specifically let Ernesto feel that. I'm not even going to go there, but I am going to tell you you're in a good direction. There's a point to doing the work. It may not be as impressive as you may think it is, but it does matter. So having that been said, Ernesto.
All right, thank you.
All right, sure. So, Patricia, you're looking at, like, doing some belief change stuff, but a big question is, are you looking at that as a source of income for you?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So, all right, let me take a look at a few more things here, and then where is that? Okay, no.
And it's not online.
Oh, it's online. Okay, all right, sure. Got it. And then that one, if I do this, I like that, you know, you're going to be doing some stuff with regards to, you know, like belief change, life coaching kind of stuff. As far as, you know, like me, and I do also feel that you'll have some success with that. But I think that, it may only just be temporary. It may not be like a forever kind of thing, you know, like this is going to be something that I'm going to keep on doing until I'm gone sort of thing. I think you're going to get the results that you're looking for, but it's going to fade pretty quick just because of oversaturation in the profession. And that, you know, there are so many people that are doing that kind of thing. I think what you're going to have to do if you want to make this look more like something that is viable as far as like a future career is concerned, then you're going to have to, you know, have some anchor or some footing or, you know, some foundation that's going to get people to come back, you know, like perhaps, you know, penning your own belief change, you know, like interactive, planning, you know, tool or some kind of thing like this, that you're going to other informational pieces for people to come back to and reference. You're going to have to do something to keep people coming back or, you know, perhaps even to train people to say that, you know, like I'm going to create an army of coaches and here's how we're going to do that, you know, to scale like what you're doing, what it is that you set out to do, because I think that you will achieve the results that you want, but it's only just going to be for a little bit. But once that fades, you know, what your backup plan is going to be, if you want to keep on being successful with that, is to have, you know, like some other written stuff that people can go back to, because, you know, they need a reason to come back. Otherwise, you know, it's just like, well, I'm going to go to, you know, life coach Joe Blow over here because, you know, he's doing the same thing, but it's $40 less than what this other person is charging.
Yes.
So, and then, you know, also consider, you know, whatever, you, also consider your pro bono policies, you know, like how you're going to work with that. I'm really a fan of the behavioral economy, where if you're going to do something like pro bono work, just because of the economy that we live in anymore, that, you know, we kind of have to incentivize people to meet us halfway. Otherwise, you know, the energy exchange, at least for me, it doesn't really work out. It just kind of leaves a bad taste in my mouth. So, you know, to say something like, you know, I can do this for you, but in exchange, you know, you have to give me a testimonial that I can use on my website or, you know, on ABC Facebook page or whatever it's going to be. Behavioral economy is just a term that refers to manipulating the psyche of people to get them to do the things that you want them to do, which you know that are good for them anyway. It's just, you know, really just how do you get them off of their ass to do that? Because people are intentionally lazy. That's just the nature of human beings. So how do we get ourselves to break out of, you know, the tedium of everyday mundane life and to actually do something that benefits us? So there's actually a book called The Behavioral Economy, if you want to take a look at that at all. It's on Amazon. It's a life-changing book. I absolutely recommend it for anybody who's interested in self-entrepreneurship or does any type of consulting work, just because it gives you the tools and the resources to be able to break into people's minds to get them to get to respond back to you and get the things that you really need. So it's not so one-sided all about the self.
Right. What was that called? Because I think I've heard that name before, the book,
The Behavioral Economy.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Yes, I mean, get started would, in exchange for, you know, a name or email address to, you know, do some free or pro bono, but I mean, you know, to have some type of exchange.
And have a testimonial page. Like, those are always extremely valuable.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's just because that's a running track record of successes of, you know, people who really liked you and what you did. Remember, because people who had negative experiences, they're not going to write back to you because that's not what we do. If what's going to happen, you'll have people that will write back to you, but you have to incentivize them in some way. And that's where that behavioral economy comes into play. So if you're going to do pro bono work, say, okay, great, I would love to do this for you. And in exchange, I would really love it if you would, you know, sign off on this testimonial, like write 2 or 3 sentences about your experience with me and let me know how it's going. Also have, you know, like a an actionable plan to say, you know, if you're doing ongoing coaching sessions where somebody's, you know, saying like, help me to, I don't know, eradicate bad behaviors in my life. And this is going to be a plan that you follow every week. And someone has homework, exercises, and kind of thing. You know, think about how they can interact with you if you're going to give more of yourself to them to meet them halfway and really instill that change. Because I think that's what people are sort of looking for. Because, you know, otherwise, if we're just going to take the gamble and spend our money on services that may or may not work out, or more importantly, not stick. Because if we do anything when it comes to changing ourselves, if it's not going to stick, then what the heck good is it for anyway? You know, like if I'm just going to go back and smoke cigarettes anyway, then why am I going to put on this nicotine patch?
Right.
So, you know,
yeah,
it's addressing the issue of the want, you know, and making
right.
sure that's really solid. So I do think that as far as like the job is concerned, that let me take a look at one more thing here. So this is going to be at 7940. So this is having to do with changes in career. And yeah, so that I'm by the way, your chart set for March of next year. So this is going to be like the spring. So you are definitely going to be doing some belief change. And I really want you to look more at the emotional piece of it too, that I think if you confuse more of the mental health as to, you know, like, you know, you will benefit your thoughts, your psyche by doing this. And here's how you're going to see that manifest, you know, by giving people saying that, you know, if you see X change in your life, then keep on following this path because this is giving you the results that you want, you know, like really enforce to people, you know, like what results look like. And, you know, they may be tiny, they may be small, but when people know like what to be, keep an eye out for, then that's more encouraging and they're more likely to stick with it. So I think that for you is, you know, taking responsibility of the emotional piece and helping people to change their thoughts in that way. And psycho-spirituality, you know, getting into that piece, sort of what I do here on the show, that these are all going to be
right.
things that you will really very much benefit from. So I think that if you can tailor your business around those elements, then you will be successful. But remember that the success may only be temporary and it will fade. But if you can cement in, this is what makes me unique, sort of like what Beretta does, you know, like because I'm a snob when it comes to all of these sorts of things. Beretta is very good at what she does and she really focuses on, you know, like the instilling the change and, you know, here's what you can do. Here are the choices. Here's how you can do the work. Then people are going to come back. And that's why she has, you know, the terrific client history that she does.
Yeah.
Fred, is there anything else you wanted to add to that?
Research to do.
In regard to what?
Any other pieces of advice about how to stick out, you know, to for client retention, to make sure, you know, to make yourself different than every other person on the planet?
Just be consistent. If you start out doing one thing to build a brand, continue to do that thing. That's what people will come back to you for. If they know, you can be brutal. You can be brutally honest. I'm not. I'm just saying. You can be brutally honest and charge top dollar, but if you're 100% accurate, people will come back. Just continue what you're doing.
All right.
And if the success fades, don't be discouraged. Remember, I think it was Confucius always said, it doesn't matter how long it takes you to do something so long as you keep doing it. So every day, just keep plugging away and doing it. Even if you don't really feel like it's, you know, amounting to anything, just keep on with it. You know, like this astrology, for example, for many years, I didn't know what the heck I was doing with it. I just kept doing it, you know, and here we are today. You know, same thing happened to me when I was in middle school. My mom forced me to take a Spanish class, something I did not want. But I always took Spanish language classes just because they were, it seemed useful. And guess what? That was my major in college. So there really is something to sticking with a particular activity and never giving it up regardless of how it's going for you. So I just want to let you know that don't be discouraged or let down by things that are just kind of fading away and, you know, the interest is not there as like it used to be. If all you can do to that is a sentence in a day, well, then that's a heck of a lot more than what you're doing most days. So like I always say, you know, be 1% better than what you were the day before. If all I can do is add these three little words here, then that's what I'm capable of. And, hey, that's better than what I can do in the past.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, thank you. And just, you know, well, just keep growing and building and.
Yeah, well, it was great to have you on the show, Patricia. Thanks so much for giving us a call, and we'll catch up with you soon. Let us know how it turns out.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah, me too. Until next time. Take care.
Blessings, Patricia.
Okay, and let me see here. So, yeah, so I have a furniture delivery that we have to sort of tend to right now, so we have to cut the show out a little bit early today.
Okay.
I did warn everybody about that. Fred, I think I forgot to mention that to you. Sorry. So
no
but
worries.
Here we are.
No
yeah, so we will be back with you guys Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Is that still good with us?
Wednesday at Wednesday?
At 7? Yeah, our evening slot. No, that's not good? Okay, because you want to do like
– No, we're
–
Yeah,
are we still
we're
doing
gonna
afternoon?
Do afternoon. Yeah.
Okay, so let's do like 3 p.m. Is that good?
Perfect.
Okay, yeah. So we'll be back with you guys Wednesday the 26th at 3 p.m. for an hour show. Thank you guys so much. It was great to have all of our callers today. And always, Veretta, thank you for joining me on the program so we can have these terrific discussions of spirit. So It was a new time slot for us today. We're normally on Sundays, but we'll be switching to Saturdays temporarily for a little bit. And again, we'll be back with you guys on Wednesday at 3 p.m. For all other things Uranium astrology, be sure to check out eastrologer.tv, and you can get a hold of Veretta at verettavision.com.
Most definitely. And blessings. Have a great weekend.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody. We will catch up with you real soon. Take care, and until next time, good luck and Godspeed.